producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The end of 2015, thinking ahead with optimism about the possibilities for 2016. Jennifer Horn is here in the Good Day program, along with Ken Kessler, Kara Schellen at the controls. Richie's gone for the rest of the week. Hooray! Richie's gone! I can do what I want!
Oh, poor Richie.
So, you're familiar with the term winning.
Winning!
Winning! One of the great things coming out of the mouth of Charles Sheen. Well, apparently that does not apply to the United States of America when it comes to the war on terror. A poll released on CNN out, I think it was yesterday, as a matter of fact, Americans aren't buying what President Obama is selling. When the president tells us that things are going wonderfully well in the fight against Daesh, people don't believe. As a matter of fact, 75% say they're not satisfied with how the war is being conducted, what's going on. The previous high was 61%, so 59% of Democrats even say they're not okay with the approach. I had a conversation yesterday with a Russian who came to America to find opportunity.
Was he Putin?
No. No, but I think
Yeah.
She'll be here all day, folks.
Thank you. Tip your waitresses,
yes.
Everybody.
So, anyway, the idea that Russia is our enemy and that the Russians don't like us. This guy, I rented, there's a company called Turo, T-U-R-O. And I had to rent a car for a couple of days until my car got here from the East Coast, and that happened yesterday. So I had this car since they got here on Christmas night. And I went online because somebody told me about Airbnb for cars. And that's what Turo is, T-U-R-O. It's Airbnb. People own their own cars. It's not Enterprise, not National, it's not Alamo, it's not any of the big companies. These are people who own cars. Either don't use them all the time. It's kind of like Zipcar, only an individualized treatment for everybody. You go online and you make a reservation for the car, you pick out the car you want, you pay, and it's usually a standard fee. So, in this case, I like Chrysler cars, and I like driving the sporty cars. The Challenger is a good, kind of a fast car, and I like driving those cars around here, so I got a Challenger. Would have been $79 a day if I had rented it at Enterprise. This guy charged me $54 a day for use of this car. And apparently he got into the business. He came over here, went to school, and got a grant. Listen to this. This is a great story, actually. He got a grant from the Russian government to pay for his education at a community college here in Los Angeles. The government paid for him to leave Russia and come over here and go to school. And he applied for citizenship when he came, and he got it. He showed me his citizenship. So that I didn't think that he was, you know, here on the lam. He's been a citizen for a couple of years. Took him 9 years to become a citizen. Isn't that about the time it took Richie's wife to go through?
I think she's got about 9 years, yeah.
The process, 7 to 9 years. Anyway, so this guy's here legally, and he said, I had no money, I had no connection to Russia, and they don't care about you. If you have no money, they're happy to see you go and not come back. Mm-hmm. So the Russians don't care if you leave. And he said, the people that control everything are the politicians. They have control of all the money, all the wealth. And if you start a business, I thought this was amazingly enlightening. If you start a business over there and you get the business to a point, like we encourage entrepreneurship here, well, they don't encourage it in Russia, but if people start a business and they make some money, the politicians come in and take the business away from you and either kill you or put you in jail. That's the reward the incentive for starting a business in Russia. You either, then the politicians, there's a class of people, the Putins, who have all the money. Now, you can see what's going on here in Los Angeles and New York and other places where real estate is valuable. Most of the expensive real estate is being bought up by not the Chinese, although China investments are big in these areas, but the Russians. Some Russian guy just paid $34 million for a flat in New York City for his daughter, who's going to school in New York City. That's the kind of dough these people have. And they've gotten it by killing, literally, knocking off anybody who wasn't a part of their gang. So this kid, who's now looks to be, I think he told me he was 34, he came to America and he started driving a cab. And then as this this Airbnb, this Turo got started, he had a car of his own and he gave it to them. He put it in the system and people started renting it. So he bought another car. And then he bought another car. This guy's got 49 cars that he's bought with investors who put in X number of dollars. He guarantees them 10% return every year, and they're bought out within 2 years. So let's say somebody puts in 100 grand. He's got three people that have invested so far, put in 100 grand a piece. He uses it to buy cars, to operate his service, and it doesn't require any. He has three people that work for him, a mechanic, a cleaner, and a scheduler, a computer person.
That's it.
And he's got 50. He says, I want to have 200 cars in the next 2 years. He says, if I can get 200 cars working and make the system work for me the way it is now, he'll make $2 million a year. He said, I could never do that in Russia. It would be, they'd kill me, take my business away from me, and these guys with all the power would have it. Nobody, there's no trial. There's nobody who goes to jail over there for stuff like that. They just, people disappear. When somebody of power wants something that you have, you disappear. That's the way it is. So he said he got out. Nobody cared about him leaving because he was just a kid going to school. But isn't that an amazing story? And he said he looked at me and he said, I don't understand why more Americans don't do this. He says, a great opportunity. Nobody in Los Angeles is doing this. He said, I'm putting a couple of my other Russian friends in business to do it. But they have on average at the moment, this company rents about 450 cars a day in Los Angeles. And they have, you know, all the insurance, everything you can prove. And there's no hassle. I did everything online. And I went and picked up the car. I didn't have to sign anything. I'd already paid for it. You get in the car and you drive away. They don't go around and inspect the dings. They don't ask you about your insurance. They don't take forever like they do. I like Enterprise. I think they have a good company, but they're taking forever now because they've gotten so big and popular. It's way slow to get through the process, especially here in L.A. and LAX. Good God, they're slow. And so, and you got to go through all the stuff and sign the papers, and they got to check your credit and all this. Yeah, just no. So I thought this guy was brilliant, and he said he tried to get some Americans that he knew to do it, and they didn't want to. I'm thinking to myself, what are we missing here? He said to me, it's too easy to get money. He says, but I don't want $30,000 a year. He says, I could get $30,000 a year for doing nothing. He's got to figure it out, this guy. I can get $30,000 a year and do nothing, or I can now make $200,000 a year and pretty soon make $2 million. So he's doing it because nobody else is doing it. Isn't that amazing? When you get down to the brass tacks of it all, it's just shocking how things have. And I don't know. It's sort of I'm hesitant to tell these stories sometimes. I'm a little gun-shy because people come back at me and say, you're always finding fault with America. And these people are all my country right or wrong, whatever my country says of me. There are plenty of things that are wrong here. And I would like to think that my ideas and the stuff that we talk about will stimulate people to do something. Here's an opportunity. How many of you knew this opportunity existed? I never even heard of this outfit until, 3 weeks ago? And I'm now trying to remember why or how I heard about it. Somebody said, try renting cars from the Airbnb of cars, because I was complaining that the Enterprise car was going to cost me $279 or something for the 3 days. And, you know, I didn't know what else to do until Best Conversation. The guy says, go look at Turo. And so I did. That's why I rented the car, T-U-R-O. And I'm not getting paid to advertise them. I just think it's a good thing. And there's an opportunity for a lot of people entrepreneurially to start a company like this in most any community in our country. Wherever there is Airbnb, wherever there is I'm thinking that this is something like Uber, you know, although you know they have drivers for the cars there, but this is another thing like that. It's more intensive in terms of what you have to own. But I could see this guy, never mind 200 cars, I could see this guy with 2,000 cars. He said, nobody's doing it in Boston. Why don't you go into business with me? And you know what? I'm beginning to think about it. Because he was very smart. And I have places to work on vehicles and stuff. It's not like I couldn't do that. But I think this sounds like an opportunity. If people are doing it, I got to check it out a little more thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is... But the point I'm making is that we have all this opportunity here, and people are not taking advantage of it. We've got these little pieces of trash like this kid that went to Mexico, and those are the kids that get attention, and the Justin Biebers of the world. If we could encourage, find some people, and I'm sure there are, still look at what Bill Gates was that age when he got started with Microsoft. All these guys that are in San Jose and up in Silicon Valley, they all get started when they were kids in college,
sure,
for the most part. And a lot of them didn't finish college. The kids that run Google, they didn't finish college, did they?
I don't think so. I mean, college is unnecessary.
Jobs didn't.
I know, for sure.
And Gates didn't.
Yeah, Facebook dude didn't, did he?
Bezos?
Zuckerberg.
No, he didn't finish. And I don't think Bezos from Amazon finished either.
I didn't either.
And Kenny didn't. So look at this.
It took me 9 years, but man, oh man, did I do it.
Good for you. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-471-1503. That's 1-800-471-1503. 1-800-471-1503. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Happy Honda Days is here. When I think about getting a great deal on a Honda, I'm all...
Hey, is it morning yet? Everybody up? Up to the dealer! Let's go! Go, 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 go!
Then I heard every 2016 model comes with a standard rear-view camera. It was all like...
No way! That's crazy cakes.
Joyous deals for every side of you. Hurry into the Happy Honda Day sales event now. Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2016 Accord. At your Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details.
What will you find when Ancestry opens up the best collections of 2015 for free? This weekend, Ancestry is allowing unlimited searching of our most popular collections free, but only for a limited time. Visit TryAncestry.com December 26th through the 29th and discover stories, facts, view photographs, and more for free. Uncover the incredible stories that led to you. Free access is only for a limited time and only when you visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high-performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Feed
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as 1, 2, 3, not 3 times. 3 days in the living room.
Three.
Well, we can't do ho-ho because Christmas is over. Can we do hi-hi for the new year? Hi-hi-hi.
Dougie.
Yes?
I cheated, and I know the answer to this one.
Yes.
And this is going to be the funnest, or most fun if you'd like to be grammatically correct.
Yes, please.
Answer for the rest of the year on the
really?
My Three Songs contest, I predict.
All right. Well, let's see if Jennifer is correct. Amundo. At 24 past the hour, we're about to play three songs by different people that have a particular thread to them. There's something about these songs that connects them, ties them together, if you will. So if you can figure it out, you'll call us at 888-302-3684 and win the HP Photostrips paper that turns your smartphone and printer into a photo booth. I got one of these. I actually got a printer, a small printer, and these are cool. We're actually qualifying people for this HP 5540 Wi-Fi printer, so you get two shots at this. The first thing, if you win the prize today, will be the HP Photo Strips paper. You can print fun photo things and backdrops from your home printer. It's very cool. And then the printer itself. So you want to work on that. We have three songs, as I say, that all have something that keeps them sort of in the top of our mind with a category. 888-302-3684. Here's the first song, the old token song brought back by R.E.M.
In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
That's the B-side of one of their hits in the 1990s. The song actually was first written in the 1920s, but probably the most famous version of it from the 60s was the song by the Tokens that I made reference to. I also went back to the top of the charts in 1972 with Robert John. And since then, covered by the Stylistics, the Baja Men, and NSYNC. So everybody want to sing along with The Lion Sleeps Tonight? Crank it up, Kara.
The village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
All right, so that's song number one, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Song number two is by Survivor, The Eye of the Tiger. Remember this?
Now we're talking.
The Rocky franchise.
Of
number one hit. 1982 was the only number one they had. They did go on to have four top ten hits in the 80s. Part of the song's popularity came from its use in Rocky. Stallone picked it after Queen turned him down. He wanted to use another one, Bites the Dust. But instead, this could use good for him, actually, good for Survivor, good for the whole deal. So, 888-302-3684 if you got this figured out. Yeah, first one, Lion Sleeps Tonight. Second song, Eye of the Tiger. The third one is by ZZ Top called Teddy Bear.
Hey, let me be your loving teddy bear.
Kenny, couldn't we have used Elvis' version of this? This is only for Richie and that ilk. I'm not big on ZZ Top. I've never been big on ZZ Top. Anyway, this is from their 13th anniversary album, Triple X, from 1999. Song, originally a hit for Elvis back in 57, as I alluded to, was from his second movie, Loving You. It's also been covered by Pat Boone, Tanya Tucker, and The Residents. Won't You Be My Teddy Bear? Okay, so what do these three songs have in common? Who has... Thank you very much. There it is. Thank you very much. Let's see here. Scott, what do you think ties these songs together?
Jungle Animals.
Jungle Animals. Is that close enough?
Can you say them? Can you say what Jungle Animals?
Yeah.
Jungle Cats.
And? Well, there's two cats out of the three, right?
There's two cats.
There's two cats, lions, tigers, and one of them was a bear.
A bear. Lion.
Ah, there he is.
A bear. Oh, my.
Yeah. Give him the prize. Hold on a minute. Happy New Year.
Woo.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. As we celebrate the season of giving, I'd like to share a story about how one charity's efforts to practice the golden rule were severely tested by an ill-advised lawsuit. A Florida soup kitchen called Love Thy Neighbor has provided meals to the homeless for years. Then one day, the charity was served with a lawsuit. The reason? A business named Love Your Neighbor claimed its potential customers might be confused if the charity continued to operate with a similar-sounding name. You heard that right. Love Your Neighbor was suing Love Thy Neighbor. The charity was forced to defend itself in federal court during months of litigation. Fortunately, the charity eventually won. Yet because of all the money it had to spend, it was anything but a heavenly ending. The founder of the charity told me that the money it had to spend on lawyers could have provided meals to 40,000 people. Let's be fair. America would be much better off if we all focused more on the golden rule and less on using court rules to sue each other so often. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
That is a pretty good breakfast. You're not even eating.
Whatever. Why not? What's up? Kath and I knew that Jenny'd been partying a bit. Found out she tried heroin.
Most people don't know what to say about drugs, but we do. Visit us at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, where families find answers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You need to know, and then what we think about what you need to know. What do you think about what you need to know? Do you think you need to know the same things that we need to know?
Yes.
A little double talk and double speak.
It's a need to know basis.
I'm Doug Steffen. She's Jennifer Horn. He's Ken Kessler. She's Kara Schillen, and we're here with the breaking news. Well, some of it is broken instead of breaking news. Yesterday, Iran decided it was time to put all of its enriched uranium on a ship and send it off to Russia.
Good idea.
I was talking about Russia earlier. Good place for the stuff. Enriched uranium, you may remember, is the key ingredient in the recipe to create a nuclear weapon. So we don't want the Iranians to have the nuclear weapons. We want to give this stuff to the Russians so they can make more of them. That's cool. What a neat idea that is, huh? The Iranians are complying with the deal. This is something. This was a New Year's resolution, I think, of the president for last year. And so it came true as we get into New Year's resolutions for this year. How about you? What are you doing for New Year's resolutions? Have you done our poll today at DougSteffen.com? Asks you about your resolve. We listed at DougSteffen.com the top five New Year's resolutions in the past and asked you which one is yours. A, losing weight. B, quitting your smoking habit. C, exercising more. D, get a better job. E, save money. F, other. G, I don't make resolutions. I guess I would say
F
exercising.
Other.
You what?
F other. That's
did I
what
say
I like.
F O oh, F. Nice thing. See, I don't think that way. Listen to you. That's terrible. Please.
Okay, I have a good one this year that actually I hope I stick to.
Haven't people been going to your Facebook page and sending you New Year's resolutions as well?
Yes, and please, if you'd like to, facebook.com/Jennifer Horn Radio if you want to send me your New Year's resolutions. I'd love to.
As opposed to Jennifer Horn politician.
Correct, because you have to have a little separation. Otherwise, you get death threats from people that like Donald Trump that don't like Jennifer Horn in New Hampshire, who runs the GOP there, who doesn't like Donald Trump. Long story, I digress. Now, my New Year's resolution?
Yes.
Clutter.
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it. If you don't, here's something that I just picked up. There's a book out about getting rid of your clutter. And I didn't read it, admittedly, but my mom did. And she said, one of the things I'm going to
I've been in your mother's house, and it's a lot neater than yours. I've been in both of your homes.
You've been in my mom's house?
When didn't I go to her house for that party? Oh, that wasn't in her house?
That was my house.
No. There was a birthday party.
Do you think my house was cluttered? I don't think
so. There was a birthday party. Remember I went to a party, a Christmas party
My dad's house?
No, your mother's house.
Really?
I remember going, yes,
that
finding the...
really unusual, but okay.
Well, anyway.
Hey.
Thanks for remembering, anyway.
Well, did you really come to my mom's house?
Yes. There was a party, and I was invited.
Did I show you my childhood?
Oh, I know what it was. It was a Halloween party, because your father and I got wigs.
No, I know where you were. You were at my mom's best friend, Sue's house.
Oh, I thought it was your mother's.
That's what it was. Yeah, that was for her birthday near Halloween.
Yes, it was her birthday party. I do remember that.
There you go. Okay. Anyway, so if you touch something and you don't feel like a power or a pull to it, you're supposed to get rid of it. If when you touch something, you don't feel good or positive about it, you dump it.
Really? Huh. Okay.
So, I'm going to touch you next time I see you.
Oh,
watch
thanks.
Out.
Great. Kenny, have you made a New Year's resolution?
I'm going to touch you too, Ken. Watch out. Watch out for the dumpster.
I haven't yet. I've been thinking about it, but I haven't decided on anything in particular that I want to give that title to.
Okay. I'm resolving to do less of these horrible stories conversationally. I'm just not there anymore. I'm tired of the shootings. I'm tired of the terrorism. Maybe once in a while you talk about Peyton Manning, who, by the way, as opposed to yesterday's story, now he's come out after, for those of you who don't know the story, Peyton Manning is angry at Al Jazeera for a documentary that claims that he used HGH, human growth hormone. He says it's completely fabricated. There are those who are saying, the football lovers say, oh my God, can you believe it? These Muslims, they're even going after our football players. The world is coming to an end because Al Jazeera is the Arab network that's come to America. And many people, I have their reporters on all the time, many people think they do a much better job of covering the actual news than the trash that comes out of the other American networks. You have to make up your own mind on that one. But I think that I wouldn't be blaming Al Jazeera here. I think there's something else going on, and whether he's the only one or not. But, you know, the other side of it is, at this point, the guy's all done. So why is there such a big deal? I'm almost thinking me thinks he does protest too much. At the end of his career, what are they going to do to him? The fans, go ahead.
The documentary wasn't just about him. He's just the biggest name.
Yeah. Who else was it? It was all football players, though, right?
No, there were a couple baseball players,
really?
But there were no big names. He was the real standout name.
Yeah.
I can't see Peyton Manning doing that.
Point in his career either. It doesn't.
Make a lot of sense. He doesn't look all buff and bulked out. I mean, he kind of, you know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he broke his neck. Look, I'm sure he wanted to desperately get back to football after sustaining such a huge injury
But HGH wouldn't be the way to
But
get
I don't
back
know if that's
that.
The way. And, you know, the guy that worked for the clinic who actually said it, talked about this, recanted his story and said that it wasn't true.
Well,
so,
that's probably because somebody went and threatened him one way or another. Ken, are you buying this? What's your gut tell you about this story?
Peyton Manning sounds a lot like Lance Armstrong. When the allegations against him came out, it was the same kind of stuff. But one of the things that Peyton Manning has been doing that seems really strange is that they said that these human growth hormones were sent to his home to his wife's name.
His name, yeah.
And he doesn't deny that. He says that that's a privacy matter, and it's none of his business what
she's
doing. Well,
is she taking him? What does she look like? Is she buffed up?
I didn't think so. The pictures I've seen, it doesn't look like it.
Some of the women bodybuilders take that stuff. They'd be, you'd look more masculine or put together under that, no matter what the circumstance. I've taken stuff over the years that enhanced my own ability to produce human growth hormone. My son sort of steered me away from that sort of thing because if you have any free radicals in your body, and most of us do, the human growth hormone that's added, if you're using more than what you can produce yourself, it's liable to create a problem in your body. So, not a good idea. And so you make up your own mind about whether to use them, knowing how detrimental they can be, and also whether Peyton Manning took them or not. I think at this point in his career, it'd be kind of silly. That's the way I'd look at it, but I don't
know. You know, he has an interesting defender in Tom Brady, who came out yesterday and was on WEEI in Boston, talking about how these rumors, you know, because he just had to go through it with the Deflategate. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, you know, he's a big guy. He'll be able to defend himself. But he said it's brutal. People will jump all over you.
Yeah. Oh, sure they will. The negativity, the human reality of negativity, woof. Our poll, as long as we're in the poll box here, yesterday we asked you how long you're going to keep your Christmas tree up, and 39% of you said it will be through New Year's Day, 22% of you said probably another day or two, 18% said we've already taken ours down, 13% as long as possible, and 8% said through Epiphany, which is the same as the 12 days of Christmas. So that would be, what, January 6th, I think, January
6th? Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. Happy New Year to you. The President of the United States is on vacation in Hawaii. Not necessarily news, except that yesterday his motorcade was followed by a drone. And did anybody ever figure out where the drone came from? I didn't get that out of what I saw briefly. I just sort of looked at it and I chuckled and snarkled and thought, okay, this is the latest. Somebody's going to fly a drone. Why didn't the Secret Service just shoot it down? I would have thought that would be what they do. If a drone flew over my place, I'd shoot it down.
Yeah.
Of course they shoot it down, for heaven's sakes. The weather in our country is something that's on a lot of people's minds. If you're trying to travel, if you're trying to fly somewhere, oh, man, 2,800 flights were canceled yesterday. 2,800 flights because of the storm. Woo! You know how many there are actually every day, I believe... And I could be corrected, but I'm usually fairly accurate when it comes to flying and that sort of thing. I believe there are 5,400 plus flights a day in America. And there are, between the major airlines, about the average is that the planes do 2 to 3 takeoffs and landings a day, the average plane. Some of them is a Southwest plane. The average is 4 to 6. Long-haul planes only do one takeoff and landing. Let's say a plane is going from New York to Frankfurt, Germany, takes off from New York, goes to Frankfurt, turns around, comes back again. That's what you can get out of it in a day. So up and down twice. But a lot of the domestic flights, the planes that are used domestically, are up and down 4 or 5, sometimes 6 times a day. It depends on the length of the flight. If you think about 2,800 flights and what that does, any of you who've been stuck in an airport at any time in your life, you know what a horror show that is. All the restaurants run out of food. People are sleeping on the floor all over the place. It is a mess. So hopefully that gets clear. But the weather's not supposed to improve for the next, 24 hours. Still bad in mostly the northern climes. It's getting cold in the Midwest, and that always, it's wintertime. And that's the way it's supposed to be, and probably will be. I'd like it to warm up a little here, though, in Southern California. Where do I put my order in for that?
No, Jennifer. Keep it cold. I like it.
No, I didn't come here to stay cold.
I don't care why you came here. I live here
all
the time.
Gee, thanks.
And on your whim, just because you want a little warm weather,
I would
come
like
on.
A little. Yes,
come
like
on.
A little I need a little weather right this very minute. The Provia difference in your hair. The new year is coming. Time for a new you. Time to stop your wonderfully beautiful or handsome hair from falling out and thinning prematurely. That's where Provia comes in. Provia. Provia is the answer. It's a powerful, all-natural hair thinning treatment. Contains a unique blend of plant extracts. Get the results you want safely and naturally. Cleanses your scalp. Gets the akabanga that's in your pores from the cheap shampoos out. Here's a lady who's a doctor who said, quote, Provia truly delivers on its promise. Within weeks, new hair started coming in. No nasty smell. It's not greasy. I just apply a bit on the thinning area. Use it every other night before I go to bed. This is amazing stuff. There's a doctor who's using it. So and we have doctors. Dr. Ken thinks this is a great idea. So why don't you try it as an idea for yourself to get your hair back, guaranteed, or your money back. 800-525-8319 for a new hair look. And by the way, this has a volumizer in it that gives the hair that you have left a thicker, richer look. So while you're growing new hair, the pores are cleansed hair follicles under your scalp start growing again. That's where the fuzz comes from. In the meantime, make what you got. Get the best use out of it. Make it thicker and fuller with Provia. 800-525-8319. It gets better. If you order Provia now, you'll get a brand new Provia Super Concentrate bottle as well. So it works faster. You'll get more noticeable results right away. Get at it. Get at your hair. Make yourself look better and feel better for the new year with Provia. 800-525-8319.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Economic growth, where does it come from? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, President and CEO of the National Center for Policy Analysis. Does economic growth come from top-down, government-driven policies aimed at providing largesse, or does it come from the public policies that enabled individual investment and innovation? Americans face a dilemma. Do we believe in the entrepreneurial spirit or an entity that determines the direction of our constitutional republic? Thomas Jefferson stated that our inalienable rights emanate from the Creator, not man, and they are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are in trouble when man begins to believe we do not have a right to pursue happiness, but instead government possesses the obligation to guarantee us happiness. When that occurs, the indomitable entrepreneurial spirit that defines America is defeated. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Croissant sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from we say croissant sandwich!
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Right now at Burger King, get 2 croissants, what do they call them, croissant sandwiches, I think, right?
Sandwiches, yes.
Croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches, 2 for $4.
Hey.
Restrictions. Well, that sounds like a good deal. All right, television time, 48 past the hour. Do we have our TV theme? Kara's not used to it. All right, so I see that an anchor at CNN who's pregnant passed out while she was doing a report. That
yeah,
a
it was
awkward.
I don't know if you saw it, but it was really, no, you know, you feel for this poor woman because she's pregnant.
Is the video all over?
It's all over the place, and yeah. You could see her getting ready to go. Like, she was starting to get
really?
Kind of swirly. She started to kind of slur her words a little bit. They popped a graphic up on the screen, and just as they did, you hear her go, oh, and then bam, you hear her
really?
Flipping around. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that's
no. Pretty bad. But she went on Twitter, said, look, I'm fine. She went and finished her newscast. So
when did she do?
I don't know. I don't know that. But,
she announced
you know,
the pregnancy last month.
April. There you go. All right. Also in some TV news, something that will make you swoon if you are a fan of Duck Dynasty, never fear. They're coming back in January with not just one episode. Back-to-back episodes.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
The show was suspended in 2014 following anti-gay remarks by Phil Robertson, and he said them in GQ, and they were at least taken as anti-gay.
And you can be sure they'll all come back again as soon as they go back on the air.
Exactly.
You'll be all over that.
Yeah, so now we've got Miss K opening her own bakery. We have Willie going into a dodgeball rivalry with pro wrestlers Kurt Angle, and he's going to, you know, also get a little wrestling help. This season will conclude with a one-hour episode in February that chronicles a road trip from the family to drop John Luke and Mary Kate off at Liberty University. It premieres Wednesday, January 13th on A&E. You can mark that on your schedule. Now, tonight on TV, the Kennedy Center Honors is the big story on CBS starting at 9 p.m. Cicely Tyson, Rita Moreno, Carol King, and George Lucas take the honors at one of TV's, you'd probably call it classiest broadcast. It's taped at the Kennedy Center. And it was taped earlier this month, right? Producers took over the show. New producers took over the show this year, and they didn't make any huge changes, but there'll be a new set, a faster pace, and
exciting.
A little fresher, newer, more hip.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn doing What's Cooking. Her father does it on the CRN cable channel. He calls it What's Cooking. I don't like What's Cooking. I want What's Cooking. And that's the difference. Otherwise, the same stuff. conversation about food and what is cooking, what has cooked, or are you cooked? I guess we'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet hashtag what's your why at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use as directed. Behavioral support increases chances of success.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor, it's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor, and is 50% lighter than our regular litter, and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
The adventure continues on Good Day with a focus on what you eat. I noticed, Jennifer, that the Whole Foods Market paying $500,000 in fines to the city of New York intended to settle allegations that they overcharge customers. Really? Oh, and is this part of doing business?
Yeah, this is breaking news.
They don't change the prices. They just pay the fine and keep charging these ridiculous prices. And people go in there. I buy most of my stuff at Whole Foods. We've been going in there for years and years and years. I don't know that I pay as much attention. I do, frankly, more and more pay attention to the price because I think it's just usury. I find Trader Joe's to be a better option on most things, not produce necessarily, but I think Trader Joe's is a good place to go. Do you know, I see a case at the Superior Court of California, County of Los Angeles, against someone who is alleged to have been selling milk that was supposed to be thrown out. The sell-by dates had been fiddled with. How carefully do you all look at sell-by dates? And is this an important thing, Jennifer? Do you think
I don't look at it at the store, but then I get home and I'm like, oh, man, I need to start looking at the store a little more.
Yeah.
You know, I think they do the sell-by dates a little earlier than they need to, so I always check.
Right, so it won't go bad.
One of the things I check, you can always smell stuff. And then for stuff like eggs, you can put it in water, and if the eggs float, they're still good.
Really? I didn't know that. Wow, yeah. What a great tip.
If they sink to the bottom, that means the gas is gone and they've turned. So
if eggs float in water when they're cooked.
Put them either, not when they're cooked. You take a raw egg.
Really?
And you take it, don't drop the, keep it in the shell. You just take the egg in the shell and you put it in a glass or a bowl of water. And if it floats, it's still good. If it sinks, you want to get rid of it.
Jeepers, that's really good to know. How about that?
I know. That's why I'm here for you, Dougie.
That is. Nestle, which is the biggest food company on the planet, announcing it will use cage-free eggs, speaking of eggs, and only cage-free eggs by the year 2020. They don't use them now, and many of its brands like Häagen-Dazs and Toll House Cookies and Stouffer's and that. So in 5 years, they will completely change the way it sources their eggs. 20 million dozen of eggs a year. That's a lot of eggs. You got to wonder what's going on at some of the fast food places. I think they supply stuff to Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts and places like that. So cage-free eggs, if that's a trend, I can get behind that. What about you, Jen?
Yeah, I'm with that for sure.
All right, what else is cooking?
All right, so there's a story out today about some of the world, the country's oldest food and alcohol providers. Any guesses as to who is on this list?
The oldest Seagram's?
That's a good guess. Baker's Chocolate is the oldest company in America. It's founded back in 1764. And they produce chocolate that is still being used today. You've seen it. You use it in your chocolate chip cookies. Baker's Semi-Sweet Chocolate Morsels, one of the older companies in the country. The Laird & Company, founded in 1780 as a distillery. You have King Arthur's Flour, still being used today, from 1790.
Wow.
And then the alcohol, as you mentioned, Jim Beam, founded in 1795.
That
that's a big one. And this one surprised me. Number five on the list, founded in 1868, Tabasco.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
Is that a brand name? Is it Tabasco?
Yeah, or Tabasco brand pepper sauce.
You're full of all kinds of great
ingredients. I know, right? Who
the
knew? The country's oldest food and beverage producers. There
you
have it.
Very good stories. Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for her. What's cooking on Good Day?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.